Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, it is a blessed privilege to visit with you on the program, asking the question, how far do you have to go to find people who need the message of hope that the Christian has? Well, you don't have to go very far. There are people all around you who are in need of this message. As I drove along today in the car, I looked to my right and my left as I was at the traffic light in the middle lane, a lane on either side of me, each side of me. And I thought of the people sitting in those cars, and I thought, well, you know, I'll take some time to pray for these. I know nothing about them. They know nothing about me, but I will pray. Other than I could tell, there's a man or a woman sitting there. And I know these people are people who have the same kind of needs and trials and difficulties in their lives as I would. So I thought it would be an opportune time to pray. And as I was thinking about that, after I finished praying for them, I thought about, you know, that's another way to start a conversation with someone. If you are walking, meeting someone, you could say, you know, to them, or especially relatives, I was just talking about you. And they'll say, what? I was talking about you. Well, what were you talking about? Well, I was talking to the Lord in prayer. Reminds me of a time that I had been preaching, and after preaching, was talking to this mother and her son, and she was talking about how it was so difficult to keep her young teenage son awake during the service. And she told him to wake up, and he said, well, I wasn't asleep, I was talking to the Lord. Well, there are people who say they are talking to the Lord, but they are sound asleep. And there are people who we can say we are talking to the Lord, and we can assume the posture of prayer, but not actually be in prayer. And you can be in prayer and not have to assume a posture of prayer. And you can be walking, talking to the Lord. You can be sitting and talking to the Lord in your heart. There are cases in the scriptures, and I like the one especially of Nehemiah, in which he said he had the opportunity to ask the king for something, and so he asked the Lord before he answered, right in the presence of the king. He could get a prayer in between the question given and the answer he gave, and the Lord, of course, worked. And so we can walk and talk with the Lord, seek after his face, be praying for people as we see them. This thing of saying to a relative that I was just talking about you, goes a long way in opening up a door and witnessing to them. Because relatives many times are very difficult to reach with the gospel. They've watched you, and they, I don't know, for some reason or another, just can't believe that it's you trying to tell them how to live or trying to tell them what God has to say. Now, they'll watch your life, and they will definitely do that, but still, they have higher demands for you, and we don't make any apology for them expecting high demands of us, because the Lord our God is perfect, but of course, he's the only one who's perfect, and our hope is in him. But we can be talking to the Lord as we are approaching people, talking to the Lord, asking him for wisdom, not trying to figure out how am I going to approach this person, but Lord, give me the words to speak. Lord, I pray thee to soften their heart. Lord, open their eyes. Father, I ask thee to save their soul if they're not saved, but empower me by thy grace to proclaim thy truth. And things along this line, be in much prayer for yourselves, for others, as we go through this life. People do things that seem to irritate you, pray for them and for their souls. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee now for another time to come before thee in prayer. Bless the message in this servant for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 16, now we were looking at the fact that the disciples had heard the Lord say that he was going to go away. And he told them that they were going to see him for a little while and then they'd see him no more. And then they started talking to themselves about this. It's John 16, 16 and following. And he said to them, "Do you inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while and ye shall not see me, and again a little while ye shall see me? You're asking this of yourselves. Well, I'm here. Ask me." Aren't we so guilty of not going directly to the person who can help us? And the reason that we do not go is, well, I don't know if they were afraid to ask the Lord, if they were doubting what he was saying, had they been also moved to the fringe of thinking, well, maybe he is just saying something. We don't understand what he's, I don't know what the case was, because his brethren, his brothers and his sisters did not believe in him. They came to get him in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 12, I believe, around the last few verses of that chapter. They came to get him because they didn't believe in him. Now, were the disciples moving to that point and thinking that he was giving to them some kind of double talk so that they were asking among themselves? Even if it were the case that they were asking among themselves because they were doubting, guess what that would have done? Brought them to move further from the Lord. And that's what this kind of thing does for you and me. If we start wondering and in our minds and not going to the scriptures to see what God the Lord has said about it, then when it's all over, if we're left to ourselves, we'll draw some strange conclusions. So what should we do? Quickly go to the Lord. He is in our presence. We have his word. Now, the people of the Old Testament didn't have the written word. They had the law that Moses gave to them. As time went on and more of the Bible was written, then the people in the Old Testament didn't have the New Testament. And the people at the beginning of the New Testament era didn't have the New Testament. And then as time went on, they didn't have all of the Bible. And then eventually it came to be what we have now, these 66 books. And people can go to the scriptures to see what the Lord has to say. Don't inquire among yourselves what he means. Go to him. And he has availed himself to us through prayer. You can read what the scriptures say and then go to the Lord in prayer. Now, don't neglect the urgent, important matter of asking those who've been saved longer than you have, who love the Lord, who've matured in the faith. Don't hesitate to go and ask questions of them. Now, the reason why I qualified going to those, because if it's someone who loves the Lord, they will naturally love the Word of God, and they're going to direct you to the Word of God and try to encourage you in the things of the Lord. Don't just inquire among yourselves and draw your own conclusions. Where do you think heresies come from? Truth out of balance. That's what a heresy is. Someone takes a truth from God's Word, and they do not balance it with the other truths that are taught in the Word of God, and they come up with some strange heresy or error, because they haven't understood all there is about what the Lord is teaching on this matter, inquiring among themselves. What we are to do is the brethren, those who love the Lord Jesus, who seek to please him and want what he wants, acknowledge him as the very Son of God, as acknowledge him as God come in the flesh. These are the ones to whom the Christian should go for counsel. The Lord does give to us those who will help. I know that in my early days of being a Christian, as I was reading the scriptures, I'd come to some passage that seemed to be so difficult for me. I didn't understand, and I'd pray, "Lord, help me to understand this." Sometimes it would be later that day. Sometimes it would be later in my own devotional study. Sometimes it would go a week, and sometimes it would be a while even after that. And there are still things that I'm still asking as I study the Scriptures, and the Lord still is giving answers. At certain times, I could not have understood them, could not have received them. But as I grew in the Lord, He brought me to an understanding of these things. And He brings each Christian. I'm not talking about something that makes me unique. No, I'm talking about something that is open to every believer. That's the way the Lord teaches us. We grow. We grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Don't inquire among yourselves when you have the Word of God that you can consult. He has His counsel therein in the Word. And He said, do you inquire among yourselves a little while that which I've said? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned to joy. Here is a promise from the Lord. You know, the Scriptures tell us that weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Right now, the Christian is in the minority. All the people who love the Lord Jesus and believe that He is the only way of salvation, the only way to God, we're in the minority. And those of us who believe that the Christian is to walk separated from the world and to be a testimony of Christ Jesus and that His Word, that the Bible is His inspired Word, we're in the minority. But they won't always be that way. We're often ridiculed and called narrow-minded. Well, we're just as narrow as the straight and narrow way that the Lord sets before us. And we want to walk in that way that the Lord has set before us. But right now, there are times when you are made to feel all alone, feel as though no one understands. And even in the midst of the brethren who love you, love the Lord, love God's will for your life, you still may sometimes feel all alone. But you know the Lord hasn't left you because He promised. So what do you do in those times? Well, you go back to His Word. Go back to what He has said, and you will find that He indeed is all that He ever promised to be. Just as this woman mentioned in verse 21, who is in travail, she has sorrow because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. You know, that's one thing that we won't remember in heaven when we leave this life, the sorrows we now know. And I venture to say now that so many of those pains that you had before when you were serving the Lord, you thought they were the worst thing in the world, and now they're gone. You can't even remember how bad it was. You can just talk about it. Only pains that I have and can remember so clearly are those pains that I had prior to coming to know the Lord. Under conviction and being so lonely and feeling so far away from God until He saved my soul. And when I remember that, it makes me want to draw ever nearer to the Lord. And I'm glad for such a memory because I flee the thought of ever drifting from the Lord. Now, Father, I ask for Thy blessings upon this message today. Use it to encourage some soul for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. Pray for us. I'm Willie Thompson. May the Lord richly bless you.